First Line Report, news and commentary. I'm Bob Schieffer, CBS News, Washington, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The headline on that court decision yesterday was a simple one. The president lost, the special prosecutor won. The ruling was the unanimous verdict of the eight justices who heard the case. The president was ordered to turn over those tapes that had been subpoenaed by Special Prosecutor Jaworski. Why did the justices decide as they did? We'll have a look at some of the points of law they considered and some of the arguments put forward by the special prosecutor and by the president's lawyer, James St. Clair, after this message.
RCA asked these TV chief engineers about solid-state color television sets versus tube-type sets. Steve DeSatnick, WCVB-TV.
Solid-state makes a difference in fewer repairs, reliability, and excellent performance.
Robert Porter, KMEX-TV.
100% solid-state generates less heat, and therefore the components should last longer.
In a nationwide survey, 95% of the TV chief engineers polled said they'd prefer to buy solid-state for their next color TV. All the new RCA sets are 100% solid-state, the XL100s. Charles Abel, KFMB-TV.
I just recommended to my son that he buy an XL100 solid-state set because of the greater reliability with less maintenance.
For color, for reliability, consider the new RCAs. Every one is an RCA XL100. 100% solid-state. Don't settle for less.
It's an overworked phrase, but there is just no other way to describe yesterday's Supreme Court decision except to start by saying it was historic. By a unanimous ruling, the court ordered that President Nixon must comply with a subpoena from the special prosecutor's office. Special Prosecutor Jaworski had contended he needed scores of tape-recorded presidential conversations and other documents as part of the evidence in the Watergate cases. The president had refused to honor the subpoena, so the stage was set for a confrontation at the court. The issue involved tapes, but the larger question was presidential power. How much power does each of the three branches of government have? To answer that broad question, the court explored three areas of controversy. First, just what is executive privilege? Second, do the responsibilities of the three branches of government overlap? And finally, who decides in the end just what it is that the Constitution really means? It was that last point that Special Prosecutor Jaworski contended really summed up the case. And he argued that the authority to interpret the Constitution rests finally with the High Court. He argued, the president may be right in how he reads the Constitution, but he may also be wrong. And if he is wrong, who is there to tell him so? And if there is no one, then the president is free to pursue his course of erroneous interpretation. What then becomes of our constitutional form of government? End quote. Arguing for the president, Attorney James St. Clair said that in the sense that the court has the obligation to determine the law, the president also has an obligation to carry out his constitutional duties. Translation, the president did not have to honor the subpoena. Chief Justice Berger sided with Jaworski, relying on the landmark decision of Marbury versus Madison, which in 1803 established the authority of the judicial branch to say whether the other branches were following the Constitution. On executive privilege, St. Clair argued that the president would be unable to get sound and candid advice if aides knew that their confidential conversations might somehow be made public. Jaworski conceded the president had the right to keep some things secret, but he said this case did not involve such things. On this point, the justices agreed that a strong case could be made for executive privilege if it involved military or state secrets, but they said the case before them involved criminal matters and that the need to assure that justice be done outweighed the desire to preserve confidentiality. So they instructed Judge Sirica of the lower district court to listen to the tapes and keep secret all conversations except those needed as evidence. On the case of intrusion into the business of other branches of government, St. Clair argued that the court decision would have an impact on proceedings of the House Judiciary Committee. That meant, he argued, that the court was getting into the question of impeachment, and that, he said, was the business of the legislative, not the judiciary branch. The court made no direct response to that assertion, saying only the case was a proper one for the court to decide. The president had said earlier that he would obey a definitive ruling by the court, but the White House had never said exactly how it defined definitive. A few hours after the court decision was announced, that question at least became moot. The White House said the president would comply. Now this message. This has been First Line Report. Have a good day. I'm Bob Schieffer, CBS News.